1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Tragedy on the waterfront of Newark, New Jersey. Two firefighters died overnight battling a fire on a docked cargo ship carrying thousands of cars. Philadelphia files a lawsuit after this week's deadly shooting that killed five people and wounded several others. The lawsuit targeting a company that makes ghost guns.
Philadelphia has seen a 300% increase in the number of ghost guns used in crimes over the last 4 years. And nationwide, ghost gun recoveries are up nearly 1,100% since 2017. One of the ghost gun makers being sued has already faced multiple lawsuits in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. amid growing concerns about gang violence. The gun makers have not responded to the new lawsuit.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Have you needled your Threads account yet? Overnight, Facebook and Instagram CEO Mark Zuckerberg launching the world's newest social media app as a competitor to Twitter. This is ABC News. The leader of the Wagner mercenary group may be back in Russia. The president of neighboring Belarus, where Yevgeny Prigozhin had been exiled after his aborted mutiny, now says the Wagner leader is in St. Petersburg. In Ukraine, a new attack on the western city of Lviv. At least four people killed when cruise missiles struck earlier today. One of the biggest delivery companies in the world facing the possibility of a strike in a matter of weeks.
A strike at UPS is looking more likely after a breakdown in talks between the delivery giant and its employees. A walkout would have ripple effects throughout the economy, with the company employing more than 330,000 workers and delivering millions of packages each day. The value of the goods it delivers annually has been estimated at 6% of the U.S. economy. A strike would threaten the supply chain already under stress from a shortage of truck drivers.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Yesterday morning, we walked in, and my hair was insane. I looked like Ike Turner.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Because I've got really uncontrollable curly hair, and it was as humid as it was yesterday. It was literally out of control. I couldn't believe it when I took my headphones off yesterday, went to the men's room, looked in the mirror. It's like, oh, my gosh. I looked like Albert Einstein. Mm-hmm. And today, it's a beautiful morning out there with no humidity.
Still look a little bit like Albert Einstein, but you're
okay.
Right. The humidity's down.
So. How are you doing, Mr. Mayor?
I'm doing fine.
Good to see you.
The other thing I was reading, do you know, it was the hottest day like in the world.
Yesterday?
The 4th, right? We talked about the 4th.
Okay, so
today, 5th, 6th. In the world, it was like the average temperature they've only been keeping track since 79, but... Then some guy said, well, this is the hottest it's been in the last 125,000 years. I'm not sure how he knows.
Seems like they would have kept track a lot longer ago than 1979.
Yeah, no, when they...
Like I said, that's the year I got into this business.
Yes.
I was 11.
They thought those two things were very important to do, track your career and global warming.
Neither one's going very well right now. Let's be honest.
They're both burning up. Yeah.
They're both melting the icebergs.
But... So when you know, the average, but so even Antarctica, it was like, you know, warm there. What, I don't know, 47 or 50, but do you know, and we've both been to these places in North Africa.
I've never been to North Africa.
On your military stuff?
Well, is Dubai considered North Africa?
No.
Is Kuwait considered North Africa?
I think you're getting there.
Iraq, Afghanistan?
So the Horn of Africa, right? But then you get up to Ethiopia, Libya, you know that. Anyway, you know what the temperature was there?
No.
122.
Oh, I believe that.
122.
I took, when I was, and this one of those things, when I was mayor, but when I was in Iraq that time, one of the guys asked me to bring over a thermometer that went over 120. Because the thermometer, you know, the outside, you know, right. It's regular, it was always 120. Okay, so I brought one out, and we were actually at the Temple of Ur. You know, ever hear of the Temple of Ur? You would like this, because you're a religious guy, and you've been to religious places.
Yes, I have.
It was where the ruins of Abraham's house are there, which was cool. We got to walk around those and everything.
Wow.
Then the Temple of Ur, it's over 6,000 years old. It's as high, almost like mini pyramid. You never heard of that, though, huh?
No.
Okay, but anyway, so I took that out, and I put it on the hood of the Humvee, and it was like 128. So, yeah, it's crazy.
You don't need a
kitchen. Well, you know what you have to realize, though? Like, when they take the temperature, you know, the real weather guys, when they take, you know, give the temperature, that's in the shade. That's not in the sun. So, like, when you're out in the sun like that in those places, I mean, it's incredible.
So, what does it cool off to? Like, 110? Like, is it that?
No, once it gets night, it can be pretty cold.
Okay.
It's crazy. Because air, you know why? Because the air is so dry. See, now I'm giving you a little, You know, this guy, Kevin, we're going to bring you on in a second. Just hang on a second.
We got a great guest today. We got the doctors in the house.
He's sitting here very patiently. He is. The guy we both work with and to talk about a bunch of stuff. But, and by the way, at the 7 o'clock hour, I just put a thing on my Facebook. One of my favorite people in the world, and I mean this sincerely, one of my favorite people in the world, Josh Wege is his name. He's from Fond du Lac. He was a Marine, lost both legs in Afghanistan. Instead of, you know, bemoaning the fact that it's a whole different world for him now.
Right.
He got involved with athletics, with the softball team. You know, we were talking with Jason Miller yesterday a bunch about the wheelchair programs. And the thing is, he does a thing called USA Patriots now, softball team. They used to be affiliated with the Wounded Warriors, but then that got a bad connotation because some of the hierarchy of the Warriors were whatever, whatever. But
the money wasn't going where we thought it was going. But a great cause, but bad
so he
management.
Started up his own thing. But one of the cool things, they've got a nationwide amputee softball team, and they travel all over the country, sometimes all over the world. He's president of it, right from Fond du Lac, and they're going to be in Fond du Lac on Saturday. They play against the police department and the fire departments. I emcee it and just have a lot of fun with it. I'm going to get together with those guys tomorrow night and everything like that. But one of the coolest aspects, what I'm getting at here, it's like, you know, it's always a good story about, you know, somebody disabled being involved with sports and wounded troops and everything like that. But where they take it to another level is every year they put on a week-long camp for little kids who have lost limbs or were born without limbs.
Wow.
And what they do is really try to show them how it's, you certainly can, how you can overcome and live a great life. I think that's one of the coolest things is here these tough Marines who suffered traumatic injuries now turn around to help kids. Isn't that great?
That's an awesome story. I'm looking forward to meeting him. I know you've talked about, that he's coming on. I look forward to meeting him, talking with him. You know, that mentorship is just so important, and we've talked about that a little bit. But and then after the break, we're bringing in one of my favorite people.
Yes.
And he is we talk about, you know, Green Bay. We'll talk about this when we get him on it. But we talk about Green Bay being the number one city in the country. And, you know, that just doesn't happen, and it takes a long time to get there. And this Dr. Vonk worked for me, but, well, we worked together. He was the guy that ran the economic development and planning department for the city, and that's why we are where we are. We have a long ways to go, and we need stronger leadership in that department right now. But now he's a bigwig over in Richmond, Virginia, the capital. He kind of runs that city now. But
do you know what the nickname is of the University of Richmond?
I don't.
The Spiders.
The Spiders.
The Spiders, right, Kevin? Richmond Spiders. Yes.
That's not the strongest name. Spiders?
You ever get bit by a Black Widow?
No, John.
Maybe you should back off on that.
All right. I'm the very intimidating name, the Spiders. I don't know. That doesn't sound as strong as.
Really?
Like the Jets.
Oh, seriously?
If you don't want the Spiders, Virginia Commonwealth University.
Virginia Commonwealth. They play some good basketball, too.
They're the Rams.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
They used to have Shaka Smart.
They did.
Shaka Smart was their coach. He's from Wisconsin.
Really?
And now he's the head coach at Marquette doing a phenomenal job.
Right.
Shaka Smart is a great basketball coach. But that's actually what put him on the map.
Got his name at VCU.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Did you see the Brewers again yesterday? What happened?
I don't watch that. Oh, you ask me that every day.
Did you see that, Jason? Leading 3-1 going into the ninth, they lost to Cubs again. Cubs manager Ross, he used to be a big-time player, they couldn't play his interview after the game on the 4th. It was so obscenity-laced because he was so mad that they closed the roof at the park during the game. And he thought it was because to give the Brewers a better advantage because there's like a lot of shadows in the late innings and the Brewers were trailing. He went off.
Is that true? Did you think
they did close the roof?
No, I know they closed the roof, but
they're
not
supposed to if it's not weather related. I mean, the 4th was a beautiful day.
Really?
Yeah.
So what did who's the roof decision maker?
I don't know.
For the Brewers, probably.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I that would make me mad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Although you could
argue, they had an umpire that was so bad during this game, it was mind-boggling. Both teams were irate because this ump was so bad. Because now, you know, when you watch telecast, they've got that box for what the actual strike zone is.
Right.
So it shows, and they do the replay and everything, and it shows when he missed the call. And no disrespect to umpires and officials. I know it's a tough job, and I know it's really tough right now to get people to do it, but this is the major leagues, and this guy was so bad, it was incredible.
Yeah. Isn't that going to be a thing of the past, umpires? Didn't I read somewhere they're going to go electronic and whatever you just
mentioned? Well, I was watching Wimbledon the other day,
yeah,
and can't remember the young girl's name, and she hit one and they called it out, okay? And she had like shook her head, and they did a replay, and they got a freeze frame. It was in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technology really takes away the human error aspect of
right.
it.
Well, look, we have that in football now.
Kind yeah, of. For the most
for
part.
For the most part. I mean, we have replays that can yeah. overturn it. But did she have a meltdown like that? Who's that guy that always would whine and throw
which
a
which one? McEnroe?
Yeah, him.
Oh, God.
Right?
What I couldn't stand him.
Me either.
I could not.
He just,
that's the only time. I can honestly say this. It's the only time I pulled for a foreign country
right.
against the United States.
Right.
Is when McEnroe would play like Bjorn Borg right. or somebody like right. that.
Yeah, we got this whiner, this
absolutely
baby, this
not a good representative of the right. United States.
Anyway, that technology, because, you know, now, it's big money too. I mean, right? There's pride in this, but there's a lot of money in professional sports, and I don't know these umpires. It's kind of fun to see their reaction, and you know when they yell with the coach and all that. That's kind of a little bit of theater. But I don't know, man. I'm with you. I think for that kind of money,
if it's there, if the technology's there,
use it,
take it. Absolutely, no question. So I got to ask one. So somebody did ask me something yesterday. Okay, and that's the last time I'm going to talk about this. I swear, the Shetland pony story,
yeah.
Somebody said, wait a minute, he's from Two Rivers. It's not a real big town. I've never seen a Shetland pony in Two Rivers.
Okay.
I'm calling BS is what
no,
this person
oh, no,
said.
No, they can go check it out. You know what? In Two Rivers, and whoever that person was should go look at city ordinances. They are allowed in the city of Two Rivers, Shetland ponies. So we built a shed, barn, fence, and we lived on kind of a cul-de-sac, but our neighbors didn't all love it. Some of them thought it was kind of cool because we had kids in the family and, oh, that's an interesting pet. But there was
a specific ordinance in Two Rivers. Somebody one day said, we need to put together an ordinance that people are allowed to have Shetland ponies. No. I think some places are discriminatory against Shetland ponies.
Nope.
Let's make Two Rivers their destination.
Nope, that really doesn't happen that way.
The way
government works is they say, this isn't allowed.
They're sanctuary.
No, but they say this isn't
welcome
allowed.
To Two
certain
Rivers.
Like maybe horses.
The sanctuary of Shetland ponies.
But they say this isn't allowed. Maybe you know, lions or the snakes. You know, some of these exotic animals. But Shetland ponies is not on the list. So it's not like they made a law saying, hey, we have to have Shetland ponies. But it's not on the list. They are legal. Look, my dad was, you know, knew a lot of people and was a prominent person. He wouldn't do anything that wasn't legal. And I know we checked that out and they are legal. Shetland ponies are legal in the city. And I don't know, Johnny, that was 40 years ago too, but they were legal. And we would come home from school. I told you I was in sixth grade. We'd ride it and take it out. Star. That was our pet. It was great.
But you didn't live in the country. You lived in the city.
34th Street.
That's the part that
34th Street.
Right in the heart of Two Rivers.
2833 34th Street. Yep.
Unbelievable.
That's where I lived. Yep. Edgewood. It was great. Thank you. Oh, look. Coffee ladies here.
And again, I will pay big money for a picture of you and that Shetland pony.
I got to find it. I'm going to see my mom this weekend, so I will ask her. She's, God bless her, she's 91. But
oh,
you know,
that's fantastic.
Isn't
good
it?
For her.
I she's
You think
best.
I'll make it to 91?
No.
Hi, right. Amy.
Kevin, this is Amy. She owns Anchor Morning. Coffee.
Morning.
Best new coffee shop in the area.
Amy, this is Kevin, who we're going to introduce in our next segment. And
hi, Kevin.
He is.
Good morning.
A critical piece of why the city is an award-winning city. He ran economic development, planning, very smart guy, PhD, a little nerdy, but we got along fine once we got to know each other.
And he's not wearing a bow tie this morning.
Yeah, bow tie's off today.
He was kind of known for that. And we always addressed him as Dr. Vonk, and just a good guy. He's now bigwig out on the East Coast, and I heard he was, well, he called me.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-435. 3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 75. Northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 54. Tonight, clear skies. High of 78. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mid-70s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much warmer Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range. High of 75 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call. On WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful morning. Nice and cool outside. WGBW 97.9 FM coming here to you from the City Deck right downtown. Beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. Do you got some quarters for our guest in case, you know?
We're getting to the... We'll talk about parking. Not today. Today we're celebrating. I mean, you know, as I've been talking about, we've been talking about Johnny since we came on the air a couple weeks ago. Is Green Bay is the number one place to live in the United States. You know, it's moved.
And that's why we play the music, simply the best. Not because he and I think we're the best.
Well, John thinks he is, but I liked it more because the city.
Here we go.
We moved to the top after, you know, several years of just below the top annual rankings, right? So it was years of kind of in top 10, top 20. And, you know, this year they said, you know, U.S.
Hey, can you imagine him if when he was mayor they came out number one?
Ooh.
Can you imagine? I don't know if they'd give a trophy or anything, but he'd have it welded to the hood of his car driving around. That'd be his hood ornament.
I am proud of the city. I will tell you that. But there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of people that make it happen. And we invited a guest here today that was in town visiting because he no longer lives here, but someday we'll move back. Dr. Kevin Vonk, he is someone who's really studied urban development, planning. It's just kind of a statistical guy and really helped the city. Is we needed someone good in our planning department. That's very important to me. And hiring him was pretty easy. I think in the middle of the interview, it's like, you want this job? Because we need you here. And so now we are. We're the number one city, Kevin. And as U.S. News and World Report states, you know, factors of the crime rate, but the affordability of housing, the quality and resilience of just the community here. And, you know, we scored pretty well. Obviously, we beat everybody else. And I appreciate what you did for the city. And now you're in Richmond running that city. How are things going?
It's great. Thank you for having me today. I was a little surprised when I reached out to you and said, hey, why don't you stop on by Thursday morning? So appreciate the offer. And thanks for the kind words. And good to see you today.
Yeah, you bet. So do you think we deserved that? You've been around. I mean, you travel. I think you probably travel. Well, there's another guy that you travel a lot. You've been to a lot of cities. I don't know if you've knocked off every state, but you think Alaska. We deserve?
He has, by the way. He's been to every state, and he's very proud of it.
We did. We got to Hawaii last.
He's most
November,
proud of being in Maine.
Alaska.
That was my last state.
I remember that.
Yeah, I think that's a cool thing, and I think a lot of people have done that. But it's fun to just experience cities. So you knocked off Alaska and Hawaii. Those are the tough ones.
I've got to get to Alaska.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some. Well,
it's a haul.
But it's worth it. It's awesome. Anyway, tell me, you read this obviously because you read this kind of data. What do you think? You think we deserved it or?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, just some of the things that our family has done, you know, since we've been here the last, you know, day or two, came up yesterday, went to Bay Beach, right?
There you go.
You know, just where else can you, took my daughter, 12 years old, on the Zip and Pippin for the first time.
Oh, yes. Yep. I'm the only person in Green Bay that's never been on that.
Well, can you believe that?
Yep. She was a little nervous to go, and off and away we went. And, awesome. You know, but spent a great time at Bay Beach.
By the way, our people in the producers booth both said, we haven't either.
Oh. So,
there you go.
Sounds like a field trip after this.
I think so.
Yeah, corporate meeting.
Then we came down last night, walked the city deck, and, you know, saw all the development that had been happening around and seeing the growth along the riverfront, which I know, you know, Mayor played a large role in. Then went to the farmer's market last night.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then just seeing some projects, and then we're staying at the Hotel Northland.
How many people at the farmer's market?
You know, it was a little slower last
night. I was wondering, because the 4th was the night before, holiday, and everybody had already been out and everything. Yeah.
A little sprinkle. Ed, you're staying at the nicest hotel north of Milwaukee, Autograph Collection.
The Marriott. Northland? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is an unbelievable hotel that was not the easiest project to pull off. I mean, there's the capital stack in there was complicated, right? I mean,
I came when the first developer signed the purchase agreement and stayed when the third developer won in court. After the receivership.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, that was. Yeah. Those are, yeah, we were talking earlier about how it just, in this country, has a history of it's a little easier to tear something down.
Well, Jim and I have this talk all the time because I'm huge into renovation. Yeah. I love old buildings like you can't believe. Would love to take a building just down the block from us here with that upstairs that looks like it's kind of abandoned. Would love to turn in. I'd love to live there myself, build a little apartment. But is it more costly to renovate an old building or to build a new building?
Oh, it can be more costly to renovate. But, you know, one of the things I look at, you know, people talk about like sustainability and LEED certification and all these, you know, I'll call it gizmo green. You know, to me, the most sustainable building is the one that sticks around for 100 years,
yeah.
200 years, right? I mean, I get the cost is more, but when you look at the lifespan of that building and how long it can last, and look, those are the things that make the city, make a city what it is, those unique places.
And we talk about that, like it's a competitive world out there, right? I mean, there's a lot of cities, and even here in Green Bay, there's suburbs and there's other communities, and something that Green Bay has is history. And why would you tear that down, right? I mean, we have some beautiful buildings, and obviously the Northland's one of the nicest, but, you know, City Stadium, some of the churches, the cathedral, you know, St. Willie's. There's just a lot of history here, and we need to embrace that and not raise it. And I mean raise it in terms of, like, level it. We need to embrace it, and you've done a good job of that. I want to talk about housing, right, because that's the big issue, not just here in Green Bay but throughout the country. I'm assuming you have some people that are having a difficult time with housing, and I don't know what your homeless issues are out there, but – I mean, those are things that you got to face as a city, you know? I mean, we're the third largest city in the state, right? Milwaukee, Madison, and us.
Can I jump in on something you just mentioned real quick?
Yeah.
Just the other day, I took a side street to get out to whatever. But anyway, and I'd never gone past that park by St. John's. Wow. I was shocked at how many people were sleeping on the sidewalk. I'd never seen that before. I mean, that's something you see in other cities. I didn't know Green Bay had that many people sleeping on the sidewalk.
And they took over that park, and we have to do better than that. These people need to get housing. So we got, and I want to hear what Kevin has to say about it.
All right, we're gonna set a quick break. We'll be back with more Mind on the Mayor right after this.
WGBW.
Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Tragedy on the waterfront of Newark, New Jersey. Two firefighters died overnight battling a fire on a docked cargo ship carrying thousands of cars. Philadelphia files a lawsuit after this week's deadly shooting that killed five people and wounded several others. The lawsuit targeting a company that makes ghost guns.
Philadelphia has seen a 300% increase in the number of ghost guns used in crimes over the last 4 years. And nationwide, ghost gun recoveries are up nearly 1,100% since 2017. One of the ghost gun makers being sued has already faced multiple lawsuits in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., amid growing concerns about gang violence.
The gun makers have not responded to the new lawsuit.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Have you needled your Threads account yet? Overnight, Facebook and Instagram CEO Mark Zuckerberg launching the world's newest social media app as a competitor to Twitter. This is ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and O'Connell counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of July, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Diamond Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning. What movie is that from?
God.
Classic scene in movie history.
I know. I don't. John,
Pee-wee's Kevin, Big Adventure.
You. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
See, he was a good employee, right? He always, you know, looked out for me. Yeah. Johnny asked me.
Favorite line from that movie.
Oh, my God.
Favorite line.
I know you are, but what am I?
Okay. That's good. That's good. My favorite one is, I say we kill him, then we hang him. I say we hang him, then we kill him. I say we let him go. Remember that one?
I say you let me have him first.
That's right. We could go on.
Yeah.
Bike's not for sale, Francis. My dad said I could have anything I want. Bike's not for sale.
Whatever. Okay, back to our guest.
Great having you here, Kevin.
Yes, Kevin. That's why we brought you in. No, we're here talking with Kevin Vaughn, who worked for the city for years. Someone very schooled in economic development, planning, and helped the city in the last, you know, 8-9 years become really the number one city here in the country. And Kevin, we just want to talk to you a little bit about some of the issues facing us here in Green Bay and quite honestly facing cities all over. And that's housing, different levels of housing, you know, transitional housing, homeless housing. How you doing in Richmond?
You know, we struggle the same, just like many cities. They had a stat that came out and showed that for the average city employee, a lot of city employees could not even afford to live in the city of Richmond.
Wow.
Yeah. And so making it really tough. And so I think, you know, both in terms of we have a growing population and the number of units we're producing, you know, we're way behind. And so there's a housing shortage and also affordability issues.
Let me ask you this. So I know a lot of downtowns, including Seattle and I think San Francisco now, ever since COVID, they found out that, hey, we're okay not paying, you know, lights and heat and air conditioning and things like that in these big, huge offices downtown, and everybody can work from home and we're really not losing much productivity, if any. And we almost have a situation like that downtown here in Green Bay with one of the big buildings. Is that going to be a problem? You being a city planner, is that the wave of the future now that downtowns might no longer be the mecca for, you know, big businesses?
Sure. I think they still will, but they're going to diversify. And we had Dominion Energy, right? Very huge monopoly in Virginia. Right before the pandemic, they built a huge office tower. And then we're going to build a second tower, and they pulled the plug on it. But you know, you look and most of their employees are back to work, but you also see some other companies where there's more flexibility, in terms of working arrangements. And so how do you repurpose those structures? And we have a few right now that are converting to housing. And what we're seeing is, you know, actually, an influx of residents in the downtown to fill up some of that space. It's kind of unique. We have an old Coliseum that we're working on tearing down and replacing. And then that whole area, you look at some of the historical records, you know, 13,000 people like lived in that downtown area. The latest census from a few years ago showed that it was under 1,000. You know, so in terms of the population, yeah, it really shrunk. But like the ability to bring them back is there.
And what? So we have that opportunity right here too, right? WPS, you know, mm-hmm, they sent their people home, and like Johnny said, it's working, right? And
loss of productivity.
No, that's what they're saying. And of course we had, what's that bank on Monroe that's been vacant for a little while. Anyway, to convert that into housing, if the bones are good, that can happen. You know, these offices, some
absolutely
of these, and you get that, you look at Kevin out at, in Howard, the used to be the AMS building, mm-hmm, and it was going, you know, that's going to be converted into housing, and that's a beautiful building. The views up there, I mean, that's going to be an awesome place to live. But what we have going for cities have going for them, you know, the big buzz now is a 15-minute city, and that means you can be anywhere in 15 minutes walking. So grocery store.
How long would it take me?
Yeah, John, the average person walking, okay, not waddling, walking, and we.
I got a bad hip, okay? And the gout.
Whatever. My point was, is that if you can have a really nice place to live in the downtown, close to amenities, close to, I don't know, if you want to go to worship or the grocery store, and you can live down there. And if you take some of these vacant office buildings, or even if it's part office, part housing, and convert that into not only a nice, you know, apartment, condominium, but then have extra space there to have a home office, it'd be a cool place to live.
No question.
I mean, you like it down here.
I love it down here. I want to live downtown. Yeah. There's not even a question about it. And because the thing is, when I did work downtown for a real estate company over in Old Fort Square at one time, every time we went for lunch, we walked. Every time. We'd walk across the bridge, go wherever, but it was just such a cool thing being in that area. And I love the downtowns, the vibrancy of it. But I just think it's one of those situations where it's got to be the right type of downtown, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. Because, I mean, you know, I used to live in Flint, Michigan, and wouldn't live downtown in Flint and certain areas like that. So it's like you have to have other things fall in place for it to be a conducive place for people to live with their families, even if they're not just young professionals.
And this is where you bring in someone like Dr. Vonk to put together a long-range plan for your downtown. And he did that. And we have this authenticity plan. And it preserves the history. Obviously, the Northland's in there. You have to have the right parking. But you have to have the right green space, too. You don't want to live in a concrete jungle.
But crime is so important for families. And you and I were both in real estate at one time. Yep. And I would take guys or take families to certain parts of town, and they wouldn't get out of their car. It's like, we've got kids. We don't want to be in this part of town. And when I lived in Flint, it had the highest crime rate in the nation per capita. So it's like they had these beautiful old buildings that you could have lived in, but you worry about your family. Right. I mean, plain and simple.
And the correlation to very high unemployment in Flint, too.
Oh, God. Ridiculous.
You know, in the 20s.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I think we have a lot going for us, but you can't get complacent because you can lose that very, very quickly.
Absolutely.
And as I said earlier, it's a super competitive market out there for housing. Everyone wants to attract talent. And Kevin helped us do that. Kevin, we got to get you back here. I hope that's in your long-range plans.
Well, I'll talk to my family about that one. Put me on the spot. But
Kevin, let me ask you this quick. Were you here when the mall was here at all, the downtown mall?
You know, as a child, I grew up in Appleton, and so I paid a visit to the mall as a child.
I thought it was awesome. He does not.
He never liked the mall.
Why didn't you like that mall?
Because it was, first of all, it blocked off the city. It was like a Pentagon thing, right? It just ended. It wasn't inviting. You had to drive into a underground like cave and then access this mall. You like the escalator because you're from Michigan or up you, and they didn't have escalators, so you like the escalator.
Did you call it the up P?
I don't know. Wherever you were.
The UP?
Oh, the UP. The up P. Okay, yeah, the UP. Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Have you ever been to that state?
Of course.
The state of the UP.
Well, I've been up.
Because, you know, there's been some.
We should
they want
that.
To make it a 51st state.
No. If anything, that should be Wisconsin. That's crazy. You look at a map. If you didn't color in the map when you were a kid, you'd say, well, that's totally Wisconsin. That just doesn't fit. And then your governor's got a place over on Mackinac, and it just doesn't fit.
Okay, let me just throw this out there at you, though. Let me tell you something.
That was a bad deal, whoever put that together.
Tourism right now of Wisconsinites in the UP is incredible. You want to know one of the reasons why?
Weed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weed. Go to the casino up there in Hannaville sometime. You ever go to the Chip-In Casino?
We have a guest here, Jim.
No, but I'm just saying. But they've got a weed store, cannabis store right there, right in the casino, basically.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just saying it's loaded with Wisconsin plates.
Loaded with them. But we're surrounded.
I was with a guy. He was camping at what's it called? Big Falls. What's the place inside of Wasaki? Beautiful waterfalls. That's a park. Can't think of it. But anyway, but there was all these campers. All these people are saying, hey, what do you guys, you know, fishing? No, we come here, we camp, then we go to Michigan and buy. We just load up with weed. Just load it up.
We're surrounded by that.
I know.
So, yeah, I don't. Anyway, hey, back, Kevin. What do you think we need to do here in Green Bay? I mean, you haven't been gone that long, you're going to return. You told me that yesterday when I talked to you. And we're going to get you back here, too. There's great opportunities here for people like you, but that's great. You loved Virginia, love history, and your kids, I know, are doing really well in school out there. But what do you think Green Bay needs to do?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of things that it has been doing. You know, you talk about housing, right? And I think being able to continue to provide an ample supply of housing. You know, people want, additional amenities that come with that. You know, they want the coffee shops and the restaurants and all the other activities. But it really starts, you know, with the population base. And when you talk about, you know, that 15-minute walk, businesses look like, what's my market, right? They draw a little line, draw a circle around, and like, who's going to patronize my business? And if nobody's there, it's really hard to enter that frontier. And so, I think it's continuing to work and really providing housing, you know, across all spectrums. But then, you know what, you've got to find a pioneer, that restaurateur, that coffee shop owner, that somebody is willing to kind of like take a risk and go into a neighborhood and offer something new that becomes a destination. And then people come. And you know, a lot of times too, I think it doesn't have to be all in. I mean, even just temporary things, right? You know, you talk about like events and food trucks or container parks and things that just, you know, get people to an area and recognizing and maybe, you know, John, as you talked about the perception, people may think like, oh, this is an unsafe area, but like they go there And if they experience it, they realize like, no, it's not right. And getting over sometimes that perception is hard. So, I think continuing to deliver on that housing will be the lead for future things to come.
You know, you and I, well, not you and I mean, a whole bunch of people. We'd been in those meetings in regards to, I was working with a guy that we're looking to put at the baseball stadium over in the, what's the district called?
It's a shipyard now.
Shipyard, yeah, but yes. Right. Mm-hmm. But remember some of the cool ideas we had and everything like that. What do you think areas of Green Bay? Because I always thought that was one that's underutilized that could really be cool.
Yeah. So, you know, just the Southern Broadway area in terms of how it's, you know, transitioned from manufacturing, but also, you know, I think how you can still embrace some of that, you know, industrial heritage that you have here that right. can be compatible. You know, I've always thought that parts of Old Main Street, as you get further out, right? I mean, you have that ability to bring things there, and they've got some great old buildings, some businesses, but it's also really tough, like when you're working on a state highway. And you know, you're dealing with the DOT on you know, traffic and speed and other things like that to really, you know, get out and make that a walkable place. But I think there's a lot of, you know, opportunity there as well. And then also, you know, I think you look at some of the just other neighborhoods, you know, you go back and you look at like, where was the old little corner grocery store?
Right.
And you know, parts off, you know, 9th Street. You know, I think you don't have to have just the downtown, but you can have, you know, neighborhoods and have those little centers that really, again, you know, add those amenities that make that 15-minute city.
I need your advice. I want to build a military veterans museum downtown Green Bay. Can you help me on that? Help design that? Plan it?
You talk about amenities, sure. Kevin. I just want to say, yeah, and John's serious about that. And I would like to get more of a, I think northeastern Wisconsin or Green Bay being the largest city in northeast Wisconsin has a great music culture, you know, even mm-hmm. with the Dudley Birder, but you know, my mm-hmm. kids were probably a little bit more in theater than they were sports, a little bit of both, but there's just some great music that's come out of here. So I would like to get kind of a Green Bay music thing. I think we've covered the sports pretty well in Green Bay.
And yeah, Johnny, I don't think we need it.
And Johnny wants to do the veterans thing. And don't you think that's the kind of amenities you're talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's really important about location and proximity. So, you know, you have some amenities already in the downtown core with, you know, the Neville Museum and the City Deck and things. When people go to a place, right, they don't want to just do one thing. They want to
right,
do like
absolutely.
5 or 10 things. So if you cluster them together.
But you got to do it within 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or you get a $22 ticket.
That's on our list.
What do you think the price of a parking ticket should be in Green Bay?
Kevin, when you and I were here.
I say $8.
They were $8 when Kevin and I were here.
Yeah. You've got to price parking appropriately.
Yes. So.
When parking costs more than your lunch, that's not a good idea. And I think people get mad. And I think they take it out on the restaurant. And they're like, yeah, we had nothing to
absolutely.
Do with this.
But here's the deal. So I got a ticket the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, I deserved it. Went past the time. Even though a guy said, hey, don't worry about your parking. I just filled your meter. And he didn't.
That's not true.
That is totally true.
No, that's
not
true.
That is so true.
Which part
is not true?
I said, look, how long are you going to be here? He goes, I'm leaving right now, man. I got a ton of stuff to do. I said, okay, I put a quarter in his and I put 2 quarters in mine. So he had 16 minutes. I had 32. We went out there at 17 minutes and Johnny had a ticket. And that guy was right there, though. And it was a little bit my fault, but you said, I'm leaving right now. Don't even put money in. I'm like, oh, no.
At no point did I say, don't put money in.
John,
right, we
I want to help you.
Okay. Back after this.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And
Nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 75. Northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 54. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. High temperatures reach up to 78. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mid-70s Saturday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much warmer Sunday, with highs in the low 80s. Chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here.
Willie Nelson. You know that one, Mr. Mayor?
I love Willie Nelson.
Oh, I do too. Love him.
Back to the weed.
Yes.
But he's...
Do you think it should be legalized?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
But all right.
I know I'm in a minority, but I just... Look, and you know why?
Why?
My source on this was our chief of police.
Okay.
And I hired him. I respect him. And he's like, nope, this is not a good idea. And we talked a little bit about... He had some data that he gave me, but I... You know, this was visited before here in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has been an ongoing thing.
It has. They did lower the fines here in Green Bay. I think it's like $10. So, you know, which is a parking ticket, John. Did you know a parking ticket's $22?
What? Where? Yeah, yeah. No, I did not.
So, yeah, parking ticket's more than weed, I think. At least it was that changed. But, no,
Okay, let me ask this. And both of you guys are more into the economics of things than I am. Is there... as big of advantage as they say for the community as far as like revenue from that stuff? Is it, you know what I mean? Because that's always one of the big arguments. You're going to make $12 million a month in new revenue.
There's Kevin.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't ever base a revenue on a fine. Or I mean, base an economic development strategy on fining people or the Rosendale strategy of tickets on your way through.
But what I'm talking about is with marijuana, where they say, you know, there's you get so much more money coming in.
If we tax, what he's saying is if we tax. No, if you do some studies in Denver, and look, there's, I guess maybe it has to do a little bit with the author, but there's some studies that show that the costs, emergency rooms, some traffic violations, some other things have outweighed the revenue they receive from the
taxes.
Okay,
that's what I was asking.
But, that's one study that somebody sent me, and I'm like, okay, because they were trying to say, hey, look, Mayor, you got to take a look at this. But then there were other people saying, you know, it saved our community. We, you know, we lowered property taxes. I don't know if that's really true, but, you know, so I would argue when you look at that, sure, it's going to bring in tax revenue, but, you know, alcohol brings in tax revenue too. There's a lot of things that do, but you have to look at the social costs. You have to look at, you know, policing, and you have to... Somebody's got to take a 30,000 foot view on that. And I think there's an argument on both sides.
Okay. All right. But, so, Kevin, I got to ask you this question first, if you don't mind.
No, one go question. Ahead. Get me off all the time. Go ahead.
Have you seen any rattlesnakes out in Virginia?
No rattlesnakes.
Because a buddy of mine sent me a picture of a buddy of his that moved to Virginia, and he was cleaning out the bushes in front of his house, and there was a 6-foot rattlesnake. I think it was called a caneback or canebrake rattlesnake, like an eastern rattlesnake. This was scary looking.
That would make me come back. That would not work for me, John.
Just leave?
Yeah, sale.
Pack
sign.
Up and go.
But honey, we're moving. Yeah,
you lived in the country before. You must have had some fox snakes and things like that.
I didn't. I had woodchucks. I shot them with my
I don't think you're supposed to say that. They're an endangered species.
I shot 6 of them.
Wow, no wonder they're endangered.
Yes. Anyway,
I thought you told me that you you talk about shooting 6 woodchucks.
I did.
And you don't want me telling the story about what was in my fireplace because your wife would get mad.
Yeah. Well, she was, I don't think she was home. All but right. if I did that. Anyway, Kevin, I want to talk about downtowns because that's like your focus. Green space in the downtowns. Like where is that in Richmond and where, how do you think we're doing here in Green Bay?
Yeah. So Richmond downtown, we have it's the state capitol, and actually the capitol complex itself is pretty well landscaped, and it's shaded, right? Because it obviously gets pretty hot in Richmond in the summers, and it's a great place where people, you know, go and congregate, you know, especially during the lunch hour or after work. But there's some other places, you know, we're trying to take better advantage of our river. We also have an old canal system that they've been working on improving the canal walk along and businesses and some of that green space. But again, it's also got to be, you know, close and convenient and not just have like a big open space, but either programming or activities or just, you know, smaller space that gets used in a good way.
Richmond has to be amazingly respectful of the Civil War too, huh? No matter what side they're on. I mean, that's the heritage part of Richmond.
Big, but did you guys go through a whole statue debate?
Yeah.
Big time. Oh, so yeah. Did Charlotte. That's where the big problem was.
So we moved to Richmond in August of 2020. And it was a very intense time in the city. And as of last year, there are no remaining Confederate monuments in the city.
Okay. But, you know, even when I was in someplace, South Carolina, for a basketball tournament, and I went for a little jog through this one area, and it was actually a cemetery.
You what?
I went for a jog. I used to jog.
We call that a bike ride here, John. But
anyway, and it's all of a sudden, look at these really old gravestones. It's like, they're all Civil War. People that were killing, they talked about there was a battle, like, there. It's just like the Civil War. And again, you know, there's two sides, and obviously that's, you know, it's a controversial thing right now, but it's just amazing. You know, you think of, well, I'm going to go to Normandy and France and visit these landmark places, but it's right in neighborhoods in these southern towns where these battles took place. And some of those areas are really small. And those guys just stood there and faced each other and fired.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a very real war.
Yes.
And very, you know, ingrained into the fabric of Richmond. And I think that's one of the things, you know, working on in terms of, you know, telling the full story of Richmond and what it was, you know, both before and after.
Well, it was the capital of the Confederacy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it was. And I think, you know, we talk about like reputation, and I think it's for Richmond looking to be beyond that.
But it's cool to have that rich history, right? And you guys have done a good job, Don. I think Richmond's a very clean, well-kept. Of course, it is the capital, but you put a lot of money into that city. Back to Green Bay. Just tell me a couple things that you think we need to do. And continue what we're doing. We're doing a lot right now.
And with a different perspective, having been here and then left.
Yeah,
well, I think, you know, seeing, you know, how successful the city was in terms of getting development along this side of the river, you know, I think continuing to work on the shipyard. And you know, right, we've talked about how that project has evolved well over time. But I think, you know, one of the things you really need to look at is, right, the long-term investment of that area. And showing that, you know, when cities make a commitment to the area, that gives the private sector confidence to say, look, you know, I can also invest in this area. And so you just, you know, and it's tough, right? You know, things change and nobody expected this global pandemic and things shifting. But, you know, to continue to focus on saying, hey, we started this commitment and we're going to continue to keep working on it.
And that is so important because people, I'm not sure people have the confidence in government that they could or should, right? But it's because of these start-stop things. Mm-hmm. But I think even if you have a changing of the guard, I think you got to stick with the plan. You know, if the plan is to relocate the coal piles, which Romy Dennison started that, you know,
absolutely,
60 years ago.
Right.
It's a commitment. And I told Johnny, we're going to see that in our lifetime. That will happen.
That's becoming much more reality.
Right. It's becoming, every year it comes closer. And, you know, the downtown plan that we have, and then you're right, we need some stronger plans, maybe on university. But there's a lot that can happen here. And just thanks for getting us where we are.
Dr. Kevin Block, what's your official title in Richmond?
I am the director for the Department of Planning and Development Review.
And your title in Green Bay was?
Development Director.
Assistant Mayor. He was great.
Quick quiz for you. Last question before we let you go.
Yes, sir.
In his 16-year career as mayor, how many times did he walk to work?
Okay, we got to go. We're out of time. All right, Kevin, when you move back, I'll help you because we want you back in Green Bay. We need talent like you and appreciate what you've done for the city.
Well, guys,
attention, Wisconsin veterans. Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.